Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So here's a story you might be able to relate to in Southern California. Turns out more expensive cars, the drivers of them, are more likely to be a jerk behind the wheel. This is from Las Vegas research where they tested how likely certain types of drivers were to stop to allow pedestrians to go and cross the street.
And the findings tell us a lot. Not only were the drivers of the most expensive cars least likely to stop, but the race and gender of pedestrians trying to cross the street also helped predict which drivers would stop for them. Jennifer Farr is a researcher in UNLV's School of Public Health who worked on this study. Before we go any further, Jennifer, I just want to know, what kind of car do you drive? And if I find you in the middle of an intersection, are you stopping for me?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I drive a Lexus CT hybrid. So it is one of those more expensive category of cars, but because it's a hybrid, people can't hear me coming a lot of times, so I'm super extra cautious when I see pedestrians.
She's an extra good stopper.
I'm an extra good stopper.
So take us through what you found and how you found it.
Sure. So my co-author and I, Dr. Courtney Kogenauer, we were one day just talking about, you know, anecdotally, it seems like when you try to cross the block, whether we're walking our dogs or running, it seems like people who drive more expensive cars are less likely to stop, are actually more likely to speed up, right, to hurry up and get through so they don't have to yield to us. So as researchers, we wanted to see if this was a true fact or whether we just observe this in our own lives. And so we put up some GoPro recorders at two different mid-block crosswalks, and we actually recorded it. So we had students who were, I think as pedestrians, try to cross the street at these two different locations. And through the video, we're able to pause and look at the car, look at the, you know, the make, the model, get an idea about the year. We had a student who really got into doing that, looking at Kelley Blue Book and categorizing, you know, the cost of the car. And then we looked at the video to see whether the person yielded or not to the pedestrian who was attempting to cross the street. And we found out that, in fact, our experience was true and correct, that people who drove the more expensive cars were less likely to yield for the pedestrian who was making a very obvious attempt to cross the street at a crosswalk.
Now, is that because the people who are driving the more expensive cars are what? More arrogant, obnoxious, annoying, disrespectful, things like that?
She's got a whole list.
Yeah.
Okay, we have, yeah. Well, we don't know that from this study. We weren't able to then stop them and say, hey, are you annoying or arrogant? But other research shows that, you know, people who drive more expensive cars or who are in a wealthier income bracket, not all of them, but they tend to be, you know, more entitled. So, you know, I'm important. I need to hurry up and get to work and, you know, those sort of things. More so than people who are lower income brackets or drive less expensive cars.
Who are people more likely to slow down or stop for? Gender, race?
Right. So we looked at that and we saw differences. They weren't significant, but we did still see differences that people were more likely to stop for women when they were attempting to cross the street, and they were more likely to stop for white pedestrians as compared to African-American pedestrians. So, and this has been confirmed through other research, that the pedestrians who are at most danger, most risk of getting hit by a car are African-American men. For some reason, drivers don't don't yield as often to them as they do to other genders and other races.
Was that shocking to you?
It was surprising, yeah. I don't know that either of us had expected to see that until Courtney really got into this research a few years ago in her first study. We weren't looking at the cost of cars, but she was looking at yielding behaviors based on the pedestrian's race and ethnicity, and did see that there was that ethnic bias when people are choosing, you know, they're driving up to a stop, to a crosswalk or stop sign or stoplight, and they're deciding whether they're going to yield to the pedestrian or not. We were surprised to see that bias. But also when you look at their research and see who, you know, the numbers of who gets hit by cars and who gets killed when they get hit by cars, African-American males really are disproportionately impacted by that risk.
By the way, I was thinking, and I just figured this out, that Jennifer, you drive a fairly expensive car. Mike, I won't say what kind, but his is a kind of expensive. Mine is, I think, the least expensive. That makes me the good guy in this.
Well, do you yield?
Right? That's the same question.
Yeah. Well,
he's the outlier. Still doesn't stop for anybody. Jennifer Farr, researcher at UNLV's School of Public Health, who works on the study. Jennifer, thanks.